Pizza Hut number four.
What's going on?
Who is this?
You know who it is. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Did I tell you I hate selling diamonds?
Here we go. You tell me every time. You know, that's
the only
not
reason
nice.
The only reason I do it is because I get to talk to you.
For me? Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Otherwise, I would say, no, we don't sell any diamonds.
You're a hoot and a half. So what's happening?
Okay, so...
Now what?
So this lady can't find her certificate.
Oh, then we can't get duplicates. So she can't trade.
Oh, my God. How am I going to tell her that? I'm going to have to eat that fucking stone.
No, you're not.
Now, wait a minute. When you take a diamond back and trade, and it's old, you charge us to recertify it.
You have to send the diamond back to GIA and hope it gets the right same grade.
Well, why
would we have when we have the original cert? So let's say you trade in a stone and it's old and we want to update it. We send the original cert back to GIA with the diamond so that it will come back
but
the same.
But remember
cert.
this diamond's laser inscribed.
They don't care. Call GIA and ask them. They've changed their rules years ago. Back in the day, we could order duplicates with no problem, and it was not an issue, and we would just charge you, obviously, what the duplicate cost us. Then they stopped where there's no way they're doing duplicates. For you to get a new cert, you have to actually send the diamond in and hope you're going to get the same quality, which you can take a chance and do that. That's up to you.
Well, I mean, that is an
option, you'd have
correct.
To get the same color and clarity,
I have to send
yes.
It back.
You have to send it to them. And
but what if it's what if
they
grade it higher than what you sold it to me? You pay me the difference?
No, that's not how that works. No.
Oh.
Then you keep it. You're lucky we do the trade that we do. We shouldn't even be doing the trades with how diamonds have gone down so much.
Well, that's your.
That's on us. I know, but no, we don't give you more if it comes back higher. No.
No, I'm just kidding. I know
whatever.
That.
Whatever.
I
like
mean, you know, I mean, you charge me if it doesn't come back, but you don't give me credit if it comes up higher. That stinks.
Whatever. Anyhow, so that's where you're at.
So let me call the GIA.
So why do you have? Why would it be on you? That's her fault. She doesn't have the original, sir. Not yours.
Well, I'm going to piss off a customer.
So. How are you going to piss off? If you gave her the paper or when you sold it to her and you told her you have to have the original cert with no damage.
Yes, but no, you know, they don't remember getting it. And we're meticulous with the paperwork. I'm like, I have a copy of the cert in my computer.
Yeah.
I have a copy of the original cert. We don't lose them. We don't throw them away. We put them in a box. There are some people, that haven't picked theirs up.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through that box 5 times. There's no way that I did not get. I know it was here, physically here, because I have a photocopy of it, and you can tell it has that kind of watermark pattern.
Oh,
you know, So, and then I also we gave it to him in a brown manila envelope because she brought that in. And I said, we give it to you in this envelope because the cert fits in here.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I fold it up and I put it in a envelope. I don't wait to begin.
Right.
But you know, I mean, they're like, "Oh, we don't have it." You know, I'm like,
And did you pull the stone yet to see, make sure it's working on the paint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
And
no.
I know that they had it. They were like, no, we don't remember ever getting that. And I go, you know, what can I see, you know?
I know. Then you should have said something back then if you didn't think you got it. Why wouldn't they have spoken up?
I told Brittany, I said, I told Brittany, I seriously, now that the more I think about it, I kind of recall standing there at the counter talking to him because he picked up the ring.
Yeah.
It's in her name and going over the appraisal and everything and going over the certificate, putting it in there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't say 100%, but I mean, I said, listen, this was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I know what our policy, this is our procedure. We do this,
right.
this, and this.
Right.
I make a photocopy of it, I put it in the envelope, and I give it to you.
Right.
It doesn't stay here. It doesn't
right.
get lost here.
And if it was there, you would have it.
Yeah, we don't throw away those kind.
Right.
Mean, you don't throw away an envelope, that thing.
Right.
I said, look for a plastic, laminate it, and then it's probably, you know, I showed her what it looks like, and then the boyfriend, the husband, they're not even married. The guy goes, Dan, we're pretty meticulous with paperwork. We don't have that.
Oh, my God. So now what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to talk to him. Then I'll have to call the GIA, I guess, and see what they tell me.
Yeah, see what they tell you. But it's going
to
cost
I'm sure
you
it's
a few
gonna
hundred
cost
dollars.
Something.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's going to cost you a few hundred dollars.
Yeah. Well, I'll charge that back to them. I'm
okay,
them.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't eat it. It's not up to you to eat. Did you already give them a price on that diamond?
Yeah, and I'd already given them a price on the diamond. So.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I wouldn't mind if it was a round or something, but I don't want a marquee.
Oh, marquees are popular, but...
They are?
Yes.
You want to buy it?
No, but they are popular because Selena Gomez got a marquee, and they've been popular.
Yeah,
but they
I don't want to be in it for eight. I don't want to be in it for... Oh, wait. How much did I...
I don't know. What's the pin number? I don't remember.
I think I paid $6,000 for it or something like that.
I don't know. Do you have the invoice or something?
I have it written down. Yeah, I think I paid $6,000 for it.
I don't know.
Which is better than, but I have to give them $8,000 credit.
Oh, because of the
paid, retail. They paid $8,300. Well, I'll have to make a call. Find out. I'm going to weigh my options, and I'll just tell them. But, yeah, she really liked that stone yesterday.
What was the weight of that marquee? I'm trying to find it.
Okay. That's right here. It was a carat 21. I paid. No, that's the ring. I wrote down, okay, right here. I paid $64,58.25.
Where'd you come up with that number? Hang on.
$6,458.25.
No, you paid 64. Sorry. Yeah, 64. In 2021, does that seem right?
Yep, January 20th, 2021.
Gotcha. $64,43.25.
64, 43, 25
is what I have. The okay. DSI-1, that's the one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
DSI-1. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So, you got to charge them because I don't know, call GIA and see how they do it, because I don't deal with them anymore with that stuff because it's so frustrating. Because then
Well, the thing is that, it's laser inscribed, so they need to, what are they going to do? They're not going to take that off and then re-inscribe
it. I have no idea.
So
let me know what they tell you.
I had a case where a customer, their diamond chipped,
mm-hmm.
and it was laser inscribed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sent it to the GIA, and the cutters sent it to the GIA for me, and they recertified it. I believe they used the same number, and they changed it, or whatever it was. They charged, but, it had to be recerted because it was a different, that number didn't apply anymore.
Correct.
To the weight, because it was off a couple of points.
Yeah, but I don't think they can't use the same number. They would have to make sure if something is the change, because then you're going to have two inscriptions on that girdle.
I think I'll have to review my notes. Maybe the cutter polished it off,
I'm sure he probably did.
Yeah.
Because you can't have two inscriptions on the girdle because then that's...
Yeah. No, I know.
You know what I mean?
But I guess the GIA didn't do the policy. Hey, I'm going to have to go. But I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, yeah, let me know. All right, thank you.
Okay,
okay, bye.